Tuesday, February 3rd. Memorial of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr. The Epistle from the Second Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Brethren, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we also may be able to comfort them who are in all distress, by the exhortation wherewith we also are exhorted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so also by Christ doth our comfort abound. Now whether we be in tribulation, it is for your exhortation and salvation. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation. Or whether we be exhorted, it is for your exhortation and salvation, which worketh the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, that our hope for you may be steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul knew that his former letter had afflicted them exceedingly. Here he comforts them by telling them that God had filled him with consolation in order to comfort them. We may here remark the great tenderness St. Paul had for the Corinthians, since he here insinuates that he had received comfort from God merely to communicate it to them. St. Paul styles his own sufferings the suffering of Christ, to show that Christ takes part and suffers in all his members. So says St. John Chrysostom. Though it is also generally understood to signify the sufferings undergone for Christ. If we consider the very intimate union that exists between Jesus Christ, who is the head, and every one of the living members of his body, that is, the church, that whatever anyone suffers for the cause of truth, Christ is said to suffer, as the Lord said to Saul, "Why persecutest thou me?" And that whatever is given to any indigent brother in the name of a disciple, Christ receives as given to himself, can we want any further proof of the excellence and power of good works, which begin and terminate in charity? It is the greatest comfort when the faithful are in affliction to see their pastors preaching and planting the faith of Christ in the midst of afflictions and persecutions. This gives them the greatest courage to bear patiently all adversity, being convinced after the example of their divine master that by many tribulations we are to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So says Cajetan. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 27. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For he that will save his life shall lose it, and he that shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Or what exchange shall a man give for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then will he render to every man according to his works." Haydock Commentary. If any man will come after me. St. John Chrysostom, Euthymius, and Theophylactus show that free will is confirmed by these words. St. John Chrysostom says, "Do not expect, O Peter, that since you have confessed me to be the Son of God, you are immediately to be crowned, as if this were sufficient for salvation, and that the rest of your days may be spent in idleness and pleasure. For although by my power as Son of God I could free you from every danger and trouble, yet this I will not do for your sake, that you may yourself contribute to your glory and become the more illustrious." Whoever acts against duty and conscience to save the life of his body shall lose eternal life, and whoever makes the sacrifice of his life or the comforts and convenience of life for conscience' sake shall be rewarded with life eternal. Jesus Christ, wishing to show his disciples the greatness of his glory at his future coming, reveals to them in this life as much as it was possible for them to comprehend, purposely to strengthen them against the scandal of his ignominious death. So says St. John Chrysostom.